everybody. Pardon the coarse voice. I just did a show for Jerry Doyle. It was all over the country. And it was very political and very spiritual at the same time. I think Jesus Christ was sort of political. He couldn't help himself. The minute he was born, he was tracked down. See, so he was a loyal opposition. He had loyal opposition when if he was to live and grow to be a full man. And he did. And he was still the loyal opposition, even though they didn't appreciate the loyal opposition, you see, because give to Caesar unto Caesar, you know, and God, and what is God's unto God. It's beautiful the way he understood these things. And anyway, I did a political program in place of Jerry Doyle. And it was really fun. I enjoyed doing it. I got calls and I squashed him a little bit. It was really nice. So now I've got two more hours. So I'll be doing 3 hours tonight, meaning 3 hours already, 5 hours. 3 hours already did, and two I'll be doing with you right this evening. The number is 800-866-8883. I'd like you to call. It give me a rest for my tonsils. But I'm happy to do it. I want to share with you, those of you who are listening to me for the first time, how to overcome all your problems. Because, you see, the situation you have in America is because you've been inflicted with problems that no one can solve. So that you are broken and you end up in that broken state. And as I said in the first 3 hours in this political show, the principle works this way. You do unto others, you are forced to do unto others what was done to you, or try to do the right thing. Try to do what intellectually you understand or intuitively you understand and recognize your intuition, but you don't function from it. Because the moment you come into a culture, I mentioned about like being born in Borneo and being born to a cannibal mother. You have no freedom. You don't have any freedom. In other words, you have to be a cannibal. You have to go along and you have to eat, otherwise you get eaten like a dog, like an animal. And so in America, you don't have that problem. We have freedom, and we have enough freedom to make our mistakes. We have enough freedom to be wrong and hurt our children and hurt our children's children to some degree till somebody comes along and makes it kosher. But the trouble is, we have only been around for about 225 years, if I'm not mistaken, just roughly. And we've reached a peak such as never been reached before, but now we're falling. America became the light of the world, as it is with Israel, how it stands in the middle of all that horror and survives, and will survive, no matter how many more there are of others than them. And so it's important for you to understand you're born into a culture, and this culture called America has not just Ten Commandments. It goes further than that. It is the Constitution that takes the place of the conscience of a bad guy. The Constitution isn't for you. It is for you in a sense that they will punish the cruel people and put them in jail. Until they get better, hopefully they come out a couple of years later and they got the rest of their life in freedom. To become a better person, free to have a job, to have wealth, to be anything you want, but hopefully not that which puts you in the pokey. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's what I thought doing a show with the last program. I'm a little bit tired right now, so I appreciate some calls. And that takes care of my vocal cords. It's not easy to do 5 hours, But the opportunity came up, and I volunteered to do it, and here I am. But I want to help you to understand, those who are listening to me the first time, the sequence I spoke about on the show, it's Jerry Doyle. I get it mixed up with somebody else. The reason why I did my program there is because to help people to understand that they don't fully understand how to be a human yet. I use an example. The country can be put into.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, that's nice. The number is 800-866-8883, and we've got a caller right away. I'm looking forward to callers because I've just did 3 hours on the Jerry Doyle Show on KDWN. And you may want to get a copy of that one because it's very political. But right now, I can't be political. I can only deal with your problems. And I really had a good time with that 3 hours because I could do what I wanted to. But on this station, this is a non-profit organization. I can't give you my opinions on politics. I'm sorry. But I had my opportunity and I used it. So let's take our first call. And let's have a whole lot of calls. I'm looking for intelligent people. I'm looking for life on earth. Because so many of you are drug addicted and on drugs, I mean, any form, alcohol, drugs, legal or illegal, all of them take away, give you a sense of being better. And in cases, it does make you better. But you're not getting better by yourself, meaning you have a disease, but you don't understand the cause of the disease, neither does the doctor. The doctor holds the disease in isolation as if he was dealing with a thing that doesn't have a background. It doesn't have a cause, it's just an effect, and that's the disease. The truth of the matter, you'll see on this program, it doesn't happen that way. And we'll take our first call and not let them wait. And encourage you to call. Hello,
hello,
Edna.
Roy.
Hello, Edna. Hello, Gold. What can I do?
Hello, Roy.
Hello, good old
I've young
lady.
I've been listening to you for a long time. And every time I went, I kept looking at you and looking at you, thinking that you were going to fix me. Until one day I had a realization that it wasn't you, it's what's in you.
Yes.
And since then, I've been getting a lot better.
That's
the last
good.
2 weeks, I've gone through different things in my life, seeing how selfish I was, how restless, how I was hurting people, and I don't want to be like that. Last week, I went to the session that David had.
Yes.
And I had said something about my daughter, which I am very sorry I did. And I said it very angrily. And it is not so. My daughter is a very loving person, giving person. She's been very good to me. And once in a while, she brings up, I lost my son to suicide and my husband died 3 years later. And once in a while, she'll say something to me about it. And that kind of made me mad. and I just brought it up in anger last Sunday. So I am sorry, and I want to apologize to her and to you, because that was not me.
I understand that, as Will said. And how do you mean it? Because I've known you for a long time.
How do I can't I know? Hear you, Roy.
How do I know that you're really sincere about that? But you sound sincere. You sound like it. If it is so, it is a very important day.
It is. And you know, last week was the first time I was ever to see some crystals and light. I do the meditation all the time. I do feel my hand, and it does, you know, move and stuff. But I never got to see the light. But last week, I did for the first time. So I hope and pray I'm on the right track.
What do you mean by the light?
When I'm meditating.
Yes, but what do you mean by light?
It was all little crystals, shiny crystals.
Oh, running across the screen of your mind.
Yes.
Yes, that's
yes,
what I understand.
That's what it was.
And so that, but what you were looking at is the machinery working, basically, and being injected, or like, you know what, how you have a what do you call it, those thumb drives that is
yes.
full of information, tremendous amounts of information, and it you put it in your computer, and the computer comes alive with all kinds of pictures and things like that. That you never never could really understand with that little tiny hard drive, you see. And
yes.
so what you're looking at is your soul is becoming disconnected from your animal brain, your monkey brain, I call it. And therefore, the minute you disconnect it, you become pure. There's a purity in the disconnections because the mind is no longer controlled by the words of authority from the outside.
Yes.
All of a sudden, step back, and you got closer to God without realizing it, and He moves towards you. And as He moves towards you, He gives you a new kind of energy that is opposite to stress. But you used to run by stress. You used to get angry to function.
So yes.
You got angry to make fix yourself, and it made yourself worse with the anger. So
That's
you became an animal in conflict with your human being. That's all you knew for a long time, see?
Uh-huh.
And so now you're going to learn, you're beginning to be cleansed from within. And
yes.
You don't have to become perfect the first day, but you can be the first perfect thing you do is followed by every other perfect things you do, which you couldn't have done before. And in other words, each situation will contain a different situation, but each situation you come into, which no matter how bad it is or how slight it is, you forbear to be angry and irritated, secretly or overtly. And you simply let it go and let people do harm to you, in a sense, not to upset you. There is an opportunity then whereby you have retained who you are, and that God loves that part of you that loves Him as you love what's in me. And that
yes.
gives you the strength to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to be angry, upset with you. Don't say it. It just doesn't happen.
Okay.
And the person who tries to upset you gets upset trying to upset you. And that's what you need to do. And when you get good at it, you get better and better and better and better at it. For the rest of your life, you'll do the right thing when it comes, the right thing when time comes, and you are calm and patient when you're overcome by forces that you don't know what to do, but the pressures will not make you make a decision. It will just watch the pressures until they go away, and you will have not been pulled into anything, and you still remain innocent. Nothing bad happens, nothing good happens, only the fact that you didn't react when you could have been hateful and angry.
Yes. Well, thank
See?
You, Roy. That has helped me quite a bit.
Okay. Be good.
I thank you. And you have helped so many people. I've seen people, my friends, have changed just by listening to you.
Isn't that sweet? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.
Now you know
Bye.
That it's not the man that does it. It's what's in the man. And you know that you have in you what I have in me to varying degrees. And the longer you live, the more powerful it becomes and more beautiful it is. And so you know what freedom is all about. You were a slave before, and now you're becoming free. You're becoming free. You're becoming perfect. But you're not perfect, but you're becoming. That's the secret. That's the ministers will always tell you that when it comes to the part where the Bible says, become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, the word become is like a verb. Even if it isn't a verb, it's a becoming, it's a doing thing. So each moment requires you to respond in a special way, not anger, but counter to the anger. Counter that which tries to make you angry. And somehow, anger goes away, and God is pleased. See? Be good. And who's next? Hello, David. Do I have another call? Thank you so much. I see it up there. Wow, that's neat. We actually get calls this evening. It's nice. It helps it cures my tonsils. I've been doing it. This is my fourth hour. Let me see. Hello, David. Hello, David. Are you there?
Is David? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I got a kind of a two-part question.
Okay, I'm listening.
First is, because I've been listening to you, why is it I bring out the worst in me with my wife instead of asking you, why does she bring out the worst to me? Because it isn't her, it's me.
Well, I see what you mean. Your wife, does anything else bring out the worst in you? It's not just that, is it?
Yes, there is, but more than anything is...
But she's the root.
Or not.
But well, if you go back further, in your life, can I tell you what? Let me guess why you're that way. Because your father allowed your mother to influence you and did not save you from her. He didn't put his foot down. And if he was an angry person, and you in your intuitive self will see your mother as a victim, you tend to have affection for your mother. But when you become affection for her, you become infected by your mother. And you become a woman... You tend to look to women for a sense of worth. So really you're having sex with your mother, basically, because you're looking to a woman for your sense of worth because your father never put your mother in her place as a man. So he had problems, and if he's a weak man, it will be the same thing. If a weak man... The nature of a man, the wrong nature, comes through women. And there's always suffering from it, always. There's hardly any happiness in any family. If any happiness in a family, it's rare. And if it looks like it's happy, it just looks like it, but it isn't.
Well, you know, Roy, I never, for years I looked at it that my wife brought out the worst of me. But after listening to you, I look at it that I bring out the worst of me, and then you see it, dealing with my problems that causes a lot of these problems.
But is the need for your wife damned if you get it, because you become addicted to getting a sense of worth that's worthless. So therefore, you want more. So you either want to be nice to your wife so she gives you more, and the more you get, the worse you become. The more addicted you are, like a drug addict. She's the drug pusher, and you're the pushover. And if you get angry, it's the same thing, but except it works different. she gets so angry she feels guilty and gives you what you want and emboldens the beast in you. And she can't stop.
I see that, and I'm trying to figure out how to change that. Because
you need to meditate. You can't figure it out. You are a slave of sin. Honestly, that's true. I'm a Jewish boy. I believe your Christianity is wonderful. And you are a slave of hypnosis. And sin is hypnotic. It's the same thing. You just have got a different name to it. So when you get upset and you come into the world and the world gets into you, it's a hypnotic state and you get worse and worse and worse and worse. And struggle as you will, you only make yourself worse. There's nobody survives it. Hardly anybody survives it except every now and then a person like myself comes along and then gets persecuted. You don't think Obama likes me, do you?
No. Well, the whole deal is,
okay.
I'm trying to figure out how to...
No, you can't figure it out. If you've tried to figure it out, okay. It's you and there's no God. It's you trying to figure it out. You have to be saved from figuring it out. It has to be obvious. You have to have a second sight. You have an eyeball and it's able to see the lights in the room and the sun and things that reflect the sun, objects. But in a human being is not like an animal. That's all the animal has. The human being has another eye that shines light outward and pierces the reason for everything, whether it's people, whether it's science, it pierces it and you evolve with the pleasure of seeing what you never saw before because when you see it, you can do it where you never saw it before, you couldn't do it. In the moment, it's a flash and you don't get upset. And everything goes all right. Even if it doesn't go all right, you still stay. It doesn't matter how much the trial and tribulation lasts, you still stand your ground, even if it's torture. You can feel the pain. You can feel the hurt, but don't hate the hurter. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. He says that. Don't hate the hurter.
Yeah.
It's painful, yes. Don't hate the hurter.
Yeah.
He wants you to be angry and lose your cool. Okay?
Trying to solve a problem, but...
You can't.
Maybe
you must find that first. You take that 7-minute meditation, my dear friend, and just sit quietly
yes.
And don't try to help it in any way. Just sit there and do as you're told, and magic will happen.
Yes, it does. I've gone so far since I started listening to that in February. It's just unbelievable.
I'm glad. That's really good to keep going. You're becoming perfect each moment. Your perfection is a little star in your heart, and that is enough.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And you're becoming. Jesus says, "Become perfect," Ash. But the word is "become" because he's perfect all at once. You're perfect only when you listen to him in that moment. He creates you in himself
right.
In you. Otherwise, the woman, the other people who tease you will create themselves in you. That's horrible.
I seems like I'm trying to please.
Do not.
Too many people.
Yeah, do not please anybody. You only please them to get them to like you. And like you is like redemption. It's like a drug. It's like a redemption, but it only makes you more addicted to what's rising up from the earth.
From a child, we was always taught to please others.
No, it's wrong. To please others is sickness. I don't want you to please me. That will make you my slave. If I give you pleasure, you'll enjoy the pleasure as if, which is equivalent to what God would give you, but it's not godly. So you're hurting me by doing that. and you involve and you're tempting me to take advantage of you. Not me, of course, but the not me's will be that way. And there are not many not me's. Okay, I got to go to another call. Be good and give me another call back. And that's David from Atlanta. Is it David from Atlanta disappear? Okay, that's right. So Dolly in Los Angeles. Hello, Dolly. Let me give. Is it Dolly or Liz? Okay, Liz. Okay, Liz. How are you doing? North Carolina. That's nice. And I'm glad you're getting all that, all those states. How are you doing? What can I do for you?
Well, I'm curious. How did you learn the techniques that you are teaching other people to help them with stress and that?
That's a good question. I didn't learn it. I realized it. See the difference?
How did you realize that?
I have no idea. And you won't. When it happens to you, you'll find yourself knowing what you know, but you don't know why how you know it. But it happens to be better than anything anybody could teach you verbally.
Mm-hmm.
So I begin to take the intuition that is has no language to it, but it's a language that has no language to it, but I can translate it into English if I'm an Englishman or Japanese if I was Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Every good person has that. You have it. So when you ask the question, you know, how do you learn it? How can I say? The word education is a dukkha from the Greek, to bring forth from within. The proper way of teaching somebody is to help them to see for themselves. Ah, I see it. Ah, I see it. And so want to know, and you're looking for the adventure, looking for your purpose, and those purposes come in trials and tribulations usually. And if you deal with trials and tribulation, you get a wonderful gift of, oh, I see that. It's an invention I can put together.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But it isn't you. It's him in you. There's no such thing as an intelligent person, except he is mechanically intelligent. And he gets lots of bokus, but then he dies early. From frustration, from trying to please, 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 do better and better and better until he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And many commit suicide if you get too smart. You get too much love thrown at you. It's not really love. It is emboldening you in your ambitions. And your ambitions can be learned, and you can do very good at you see, even a wicked person can invent something, and he's not wasted because he's invented something good. But the problem with it for that person, if everything is him, it's all about him. He loves the glory, or looks down in contempt to people who don't have him, and either way, he dies.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still useful to God. Even the bad guys are useful to God.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of people who are like ISIS. ISIS is waking us up because we need evil to rise, because when we are stopped, because evil is the reason why evil rises is because it's already risen in us, because we were born subject to our culture. And in America, even though we have more freedom than ISIS does, that doesn't have any, we have the possible opportunity to make mistakes and spend the rest of our life appreciating what stress has done to us. It brought us to understanding. Okay, my phone number is 800-866-8883. Oh, here I am. I'm live again. Well, we have Liz Nixon coming. I'd just like to just discuss something with you. We're looking forward to your some of you have sent support for our program we had for the last week. And I want to give you the address so you can send a check to the Foundation of Human Understanding. Foundation of Human Understanding is a nonprofit organization, and we have a status, legal status, equal to the Catholic Church. But you know we're not churchy. You know I love people, and I love my Creator. I love Christianity, and I'm Jewish. But so was Jesus, and so was I always have to say this because you haven't heard me say it. I need you to hear it. And so was the disciples were also Jewish. So why do you call yourself a Christian? Because you're a Christian. See, that's what you are. But he's my rabbi. But he's not outside me. He is a rabbi inside me, which is really strange. That's why I don't really go to church. And when you come to my Sunday morning talks, yes, it's a place and it is a church, but it is a place where we gather, where the early Christians had to do it in the underground, in Jerusalem, underground places, and in somebody's house. They came together. That's all it is, basically. My church is a place where we assemble, and it's also a place where we reach over the mountains to the rest of the world. I'm on Facebook. I hope you've enjoyed it. I get so many, I'm bombarded with people. I mean, it's 11,000 people a week signing up wanting to be my friend. I can't keep up with it. But it's really an interesting experience. So you can find me on Facebook, but you can also find me to do business. You can do business with me by going to fhu.com. FHU stands for Foundation of Human Understanding. .com. See? Simple. And you can do business with us there. 800-877-3227 is the phone number for the office. Would you write that down, please? 800-877-3227. So I'm coming to a break here, and I'm going to give you the number so you can call me on the radio. 800-866-8883. That's one more time. 800-866-8883. I got all these numbers. And if you want to send a check, it's 1000, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. So therefore, I'm just coming. Am I still on the line with Liz in North Carolina? Okay, so tell her I'll be right back. She's a nice lady. I think I can have a nice chat. I think she'll understand me when I'm finished. All right, you can just fade me out and fade me in again.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I have a delightful lady from North Carolina that's asking me where I learned to help people. And I said, I didn't. I don't like read books. I don't like to read science books. But I'm not a qualified physicist, but I've written a book on gravity, which is 100% correct. And you say to yourself, oh, he thinks that. I know how gravity is made. I know what it is. And you'll see it on Facebook soon, because I'm going to go to all the physicists, na 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 na. come and fight me and tell me ain't so. Sorry, I was acting like a kid just now. But I have written a book. And the one is called The Gravity Driven Universe, Energy from a Unifying Field. They don't even know gravity, what gravity is yet. They don't know whether it's a push or a pull. They haven't got that far. I know where it comes from. I know how it works. And there's a lot of people don't like that. I don't have a degree. So why do I didn't learn it. I didn't pick a book. I just listened to what was going on. I listened to what they were saying and what it is about that, what it is about whatever it is. And I put it together. Different. Okay, so does that make sense to you, Liz, that you can see things for yourself and you can see when people are wrong? I can see if my teacher's wrong. I never listened to my teachers. I didn't like my teachers. They seemed to be dead people walking around. You can't teach me anything. I don't want to teach. I just want to discover it, please. If you take a little boy, a little girl, and 3 years old, as early as possible, see what they like. And give them a quarter to buy something. Oh, she's gone. And give them a quarter to buy something. And let it be his. And let him do a little work. So he earns another quarter. Something like that. And there's many ways of doing it. And it's his. And you watch him do because it's his. Encourage him to play with whatever it is he plays with. You could even say, with wisdom, at a point you could have a computer. But that is way back, way forward. You don't want the computer to give him answers yet. You need to have him just be a kid and evolve like a flower, playing with chemistry sets and little pieces of machinery and putting things together, taking them apart, looking inside an old watch and see if he can fix it. I mean, whatever it is, it's there. Watch him with just kindness. Just watch him. He doesn't go off the track, you know. That's all. And now we're going to go to a caller. We have Dolly in Los Angeles. Let me give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. I finished talking to the other lady. She got cut off. And so we have Dolly in Los Angeles. And she has a child with a drug problem. Hello, Dolly.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Masters.
Oh, good evening to you.
This is a subject you probably haven't participated in a long time. That's what I hear, and I have also been told that you are the master of the masters at it, and that would be hypnosis.
No, I don't want. I want to help you out of your hypnotic state. Nearly everybody has a problem.
I also understand that as well. So, I guess my question: there isn't a practice that you can do to actually assist people. You know, it's basically reprogramming their hard drive. That's how
not
I look
really.
At it.
The reprogramming doesn't come from me. The reprogram comes from being still and letting God in. I really mean that. It is really astonishing to me to see how people recover, and I didn't do it, but I was the agent.
Well, you might be an instrument to help them get
there
themselves.
Right.
In fact, you're not might be. You are. I'm sure of that.
It's very important. It's very important not to have me on a pedestal and see me as just an ordinary person.
I don't do that with anybody.
That's right. Okay.
And I would have to say, if I may comment, I think it was the caller before the last, you know, he was interested in pleasing his wife. And the way it's self-betrayal. If there is one sin that we do, that's the one I would call a self-betrayal, when you're betraying your own, you're sacrificing your own beingness for somebody else.
Well, would you mind explaining? I missed a part of that.
Okay.
And David jumped in, and I got lost. It not that his fault. He tried to say something, and I didn't hear you. So, what were you talking about just now? About
I was talking about the caller before the last.
Oh, the caller.
Gentleman who was trying, as he put it, to please his wife. It could be anybody. We all sort of get hung up on that. And to, in my eyes, that is the self-betrayal.
That's right.
And with that, you are betraying two people when you do that.
That's right.
And that's the one thing I call a sin. I don't use those words too easily.
No, that's right. I like that. But
I just wanted to make that little comment on the
subject. You've got two people. The bully sins because he's a bully.
Oh, there's
and
lots
the person,
of them out there. So many bullies. Let me make
the little point and I'll stop. The bully sins by trying to take your life force and embolden himself. And the appeaser sins by giving his life to the bully and not to God.
Right. Well, I won't be bullied.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, the problem is that there are a lot of young people who have said yes to something when they should have said no. And now they're on a hard, hard climb back. And they're often wonderful people. But they you know, and some of the youth in our community, are they're bored. They're all kinds of things. They don't have mentors. They don't have people teaching them things.
What about your child? I see on my screen you have a child.
He you know, has been afflicted with, you know, saying yes to a drug that he wished he wouldn't have. And so
Let me slow you down.
Okay.
Because we're not going anywhere here.
No.
Not going. I want to know, on my screen it says my child has a drug problem and you haven't said much about him. You only said he has a drug problem. You have to ask what part you played inadvertently. What part?
Oh, I do. I certainly do. I do a lot.
Do you know what that? Do you know what that is?
Yes.
What part you played? Did you rob him of a father?
Say that again. Excuse me.
Did you rob her from a father? Did you take over the father's duty? Or did your husband?
I did a very good job with my children, actually. And they have a father, and he's in their lives.
And
all of it is really very, very wonderful, except for my last child that wishes he would have said no instead of yes. And so he's struggling with it. And having heard that, you know, you do have these abilities and skills to help people through and with the hypnosis, if you will.
Oh, no, anti-hypnosis.
That was the nature of my call to see if that was at all a possibility.
No, it's anti. It's anti. He is in the drug state is a hypnotic state.
I understand that.
I reverse that so that the person lives from him who created him. Before he was born.
I told him that, and he understood it. And I mentioned you. And
but have you given him the 7-minute meditation?
I've shared plenty of.
No.
Have I told him about the meditation? Probably not highly specific, but you have to understand.
I understand why your son is addicted. You talk too much. You talk too much. You have an energy in you that pushes him away.
Well, I am a little nervous.
No, I won't buy that.
I have a lot to say. I do. I have a lot
No, you've got too much to say. You want to control the conversation. That's self-destructive. I can't help you that way.
Yes.
You really need to see what part you're playing. You're willful.
Yes.
I see it. You are willful. And your will is inflicting.
I am not actually. I'm sure we all have some of that.
No, never mind you all. No, you just changed the subject. Not we all.
Mm-hmm.
If we are, we shouldn't be.
I'm not highly willful.
Huh?
I'm not. I'm probably too patient.
No.
Yeah, I know you won't agree with me on that.
Your husband should be calling me. Maybe if I talk to him, we could get
on. He knows you well. You know him well.
There's something about you that's not good for your kid. As if I was your kid, I'd sense that. I sense it. You were too willful. You're overbearing, and you're self-righteous.
Ah.
That's what I hear. You take it upon yourself to fix
it. Up with a little bit of wisdom, we can go, come off. I don't have righteous indignation.
You have willful. I can hear your willfulness.
But even by my saying that to you, you find me willful just for saying it, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Mr. Masters, I just really wanted to see if you were perhaps, you know, if I was in your town by chance and I looked you up, there would be no possibility of...
How old is your child?
26.
How?
He's 26.
Well, why doesn't he come by himself? You don't have to bring him.
Well, I don't.
I can certainly
offer that up to him. You bet. I would.
So, mm-hmm. But what if you could suggest it to him, and just leave him alone? You say that you know.
He's an open-minded individual.
I look forward to meeting him, and and if you just say, go to Roy. I think I'm a bit too willful for you. I can
and
see
where,
that.
Where are you in Grants Pass? The address, if you will, please.
Well, it's if you hold the line, my son will
help me with
you.
That. Yes. Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome.
Thanks.
Hold the line, David. You just tell her how to get there, would you? Thank you. And the number is 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. West Coast time. Thank you. Pacific, I suppose, is an easy way to say. Did you notice the lady, the energy in there, and not listening to me and over talking to me but she wasn't asking me anything. She was telling me stuff. And what she was telling me was she is willful. And she's put that into the kid, and the kid does not know how to deal with that. That kid is becoming the extension of his mother, etc., etc. So, I got members of my family that way, and I have to say, I lived long enough to be able to fix it, what my wife did to them. And you see, my wife didn't love me when I was young, still loves me now, but she didn't know how she was influencing all five kids. And every one of them had a problem, and I've lived long enough to start fixing them. All right, so here is the number to call, 800-866-8883. This is my fourth hour. Normally, if I don't get calls, I can chat with you. I can share. But it's a little tiring to do 5 hours. I just came off KDON, in Las Vegas. And it went all over the country, sitting in for a certain person, Jerry Doyle. I should do it tomorrow, if you can listen, know where to find it. But you can find my program in refeeds. You go to FHU.com, FHU.com, and on the right-hand side of the screen, very clearly it says, listen to Roy Live, or I archive. That's it. And we have 1 hour left, 1 hour and 10 minutes, and you can still give me a call and save my tonsils. And so for my tonsils are holding out from the fourth hour, I am going to do a fifth hour. And I'm looking for intelligent life. Intelligent life is not the same as the intelligent life in the America I came into. Because most of you are on some kind of dope, which doesn't give me a clear way to reach you. Lots of people in those days didn't have enough money for drugs. They had their problems, but they didn't have any money for the drugs. And I'm sure that Jesus encountered a better situation where people didn't have any money at all for bread. Barely. So they didn't have any of those addictions, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, driving cars. They didn't have anything, but they were miserable and unhappy and they were controlled by the Sadducees and the others and the rest of them, and they lived under Caesar. It was not a good life, but you could, if he could get to them, because they weren't sozzled up, they weren't drunk. There's always some people that were drunk, of course. Those are the people that are rich, and they're rich because they stole it from them. And the reason why they drink is because they're guilty for exploiting their own people. See that? Let me write that.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, what I'm about to say is at the end of this program, and there's another hour coming. But I'm going to say to my audience something you never heard before, those who are listening for the first time, and you might get it after listening for a long time and not getting it. It's all about resentment. And resentment opens the door to the unconscious, compelling a life of choices, not really, but not good choices, that always serve the manipulator. Got that? Second part. Infected through resentment. The cure does not come easy. The more you struggle with it, the worse you get. Simple. The death of your personal wicked witch will not release you from her bondage, the temptation, the tempter and the temptress, the pressures that people put on you. I'm speaking about that when you react to with resentment. You are no longer living from yourself. It's begun. The journey to hell is just started. Other people will intervene and play the role and add to it. They opt into it, into the condition, and get inside you, and then walk away with what they want, so to speak, and leaving you more helpless and angry. The hypnotic rapport, that's what I call it, known as post-traumatic stress disorder or SIN, connects you to an unbreakable chain of exploiters, especially society's sickest members. Political operatives seeking the downfall of this country always exploit the anger and frustration generated by the stresses they subtly create and give you solutions which are worse, the cure is worse than the disease. They also exploit the emotional atmosphere of disasters such as 9/11 attacks. At the same moment, they angrily point fingers of blame to the innocent, subtly inserting their anti-freedom agenda into the violated mentality of the mob. So there's more people in the mob than you think. And all programmed by what's been going on in this country for many years. For this reason, the mounting stress upon Christianity and American family are not surprising. If the American-born haters of good succeed in corrupting our youth, our children will become the monkey army of the left. Not fully grasping those subtle mind games, Christians whose country this is watch helplessly as the evil ones confound and corrupt and convert their children to almost anything they want. By default, university professors turn students into communists. Bear in mind that educators have authoritarian power, hypnotic power, to impose beliefs on vulnerable students and are eager to jump through anything to get their parchment, knowing full well those youngsters will defend the implanted beliefs as their very own, even against their own parents. Mind-altered students believe America is to blame, for example, not for their own meaningless life, but also for everything that's wrong with the world. On a signal and a time plan, the converted will tear down their own country. See, if those, all of what I said has turned you around backwards. So as you, if you get irritate your kids, if you get upset by somebody, slowly but surely you will embolden or participate in the downfall of your own country. And and you can say the words very simply, do to others as you would have them do unto you. I use that very often. That was the last thing he says. Basically, yes, he says, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. So that really works. If you can forgive people and learn not to be angry with them and be infected by what they've been infected with, that's exactly right. You become infected with what they are infected with, and that's an extension that's doing unto others, doing to unto you what was done to them. They cannot help it. It is in all systems. Every system on earth have that. America, when I came here and I started to do my work helping people 55 years ago on radio, so I've been here for a long time, married a long time, and been married 64 years. And so I've learned a lot, discovered a lot. And I've discovered how simple it is to overcome your sickness and diseases and stand up to the enemy who will wither away. You don't give him what he wants. What he wants is your life force. You give up your life force when you're angry, you're upset. You give up your life force when you're guilty of being upset, and you go and give your life force again, looking for approval from other people that makes you a slave of their approval. Because once you start to get that approval, it pulls you further away from God's approval, and you've got anxiety. Simple. And, well, we've got a few minutes less. Let me make a... Did you hear what I was saying? I have a meditation that is available at no cost. I want you to share this with as many people as possible. So when it works for you, please don't pontificate. Don't push people into it in a religious way. Because in this 7-minute meditation, there's no religious words. You may hear something in this 7-minute meditation, but you can get it from the Foundation of Human Understanding, and that is fhu.com, fhu.com. Get a copy of that, and it costs nothing. You just download it in your iPhone, okay, or whatever. All right. So let me just say, give you address of the Foundation. Okay, the 1 minute I have to tell you to get a copy of the 7-minute meditation if you're listening to me for the first or second or third time. It doesn't cost anything, and it does cost a lot of money to share all this, but I want you to give it, and if it works for you, but don't be religious about it. Talk about stress, okay? And in an airplane, have a nice conversation, say how it helped you, and then give them a card. It's fhu.com. It doesn't cost anything, but you can also write a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you.